From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, February 2nd. Coming up, we'll take a closer look at how gas stoves came to the forefront of the culture wars, including here in Illinois. We'll get that story from Lindsey Jones coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is seeking more information about revisions to a national high school course on African-American history that were released yesterday. Pritzker last week said Illinois schools would not accept a, quote, watering down of history. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Pritzker spoke out about the advanced placement course after Florida officials, led by Governor Ron DeSantis, rejected the course. Florida objected to an earlier version that covered topics including critical race theory and Black queer studies. In response, Pritzker demanded that no changes be made to, quote, appease the Florida governor and his allies. Now that a revised curriculum is out, Pritzker says he's working with the College Board to understand the process behind the latest changes. The College Board says the core revisions were done before DeSantis spoke out. Ultimately, it is up to school districts to decide if they want to offer the course. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The governor signed legislation last week setting new standards for wind and solar farms that county boards must follow. It does not, however, affect projects already under consideration, like the proposed Goose Creek Wind Farm in Piatt County. That project could be built near Bill Gallagher's farm. Even though the law won't affect it, he says he's still opposed to the state standards.
Who wants Springfield to dictate what's going to happen in your backyard, in your neighborhood? And I think they've overstepped somewhat, so I would suspect there's others that feel that way, and that somewhere along the line there's going to be some legal challenges.
The Piatt County Zoning Board is expected to make its recommendation on the wind farm tonight. The Piatt County Board could make its final decision next week. The University of Illinois opened a new international office in Mexico last September. As Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez reports, the goal is to attract students to schools in both countries.
The office helps support the Mexican and Mexican-American Student Initiative Program at U of I by showing students what the university has to offer. Elvira de Mejia is a professor of food science and a representative of the program. She says they want to create research opportunities for students.
So we want to build and sustain a large presence in education and research with participating institutions in Mexico. So it was thought that having an office coincide the National University of Mexico would facilitate all these collaborations.
Since the office opened, both universities have each put in $100,000 for research scholarships. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
A used bookstore in the Champaign Public Library basement is about to get a new neighbor. Library officials are calling the new space the studio, and it'll host after-school programming for teenagers. The studio will feature a computer lab, gaming area, recording studios, and an arts and crafts space. Construction began last month and involves the creation of a staircase that will lead to the library's lower level. Cecile Steinberg is the president of Friends of the Library, a volunteer organization that runs the Friend Shop used bookstore. She says she's excited about the studio because more people will learn about the bookstore.
Up until now, there was one way to get down to our bookshop, and many people never knew about the bookshop. And we expect that now we're going to have many more people aware of our shop and hopefully making use of it.
Steinberg says the Friends of the Library donated $50,000 to the studio project last year, with money raised from the Friend Shop bookstore. Still to come, a closer look at the relationship between gas stoves and childhood asthma. That story from Lindsey Jones is coming up next on 217 Today.
Join us on Saturday, February 18th at 2 p.m. for a special screening of Let the Little Light Shine. The film follows a determined group of parents, students, and educators as they fight for a top-ranked, mostly black, K-8 school facing the threat of closure on the south side of Chicago. The film's director-producer, Kevin Shaw, will join us for a Q&A session after the film as part of the Art House Experience film series presented by Illinois Public Media and the Champaign Park District. More info at thevirginia.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A recent study looks into how gas stoves affect childhood asthma across Illinois. Lindsey Jones has more.
It all started with a study published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health last month. Researchers were trying to determine the correlation between childhood asthma rates and negative air quality from natural gas inside the house, a byproduct of cooking with a gas stove, for instance. Ultimately, researchers determined that nearly 13% of currently known cases of childhood asthma in the U.S. are attributable to pollution generated by gas stoves. And in Illinois, where gas stoves are in abundance, that percentage of childhood asthma tied to natural gas is more than 20%, the highest rate of all states included in the researchers' study. What's new about this information is not the fact that methane emissions impact air quality indoors, or even that it contributes to childhood asthma, as Brian Urbicheski of the Chicago-based Respiratory Health Association explains.
People have known for a long time that what comes out of gas stoves is potentially dangerous. Gas stoves pollute even when they're not operating. They leak gas into your home. There's some things that are toxic in gas, like benzene, that have been documented.
What was innovative about last month's study was the extent to which it quantified or measured how stoves impact children's asthma rates, effectively demonstrating that intervention measures could reduce the rate of asthma in kids.
So I think this is really just a moment where things have sort of crystallized and, you know, all the stars have aligned to realize that this is a problem. It's a health threat, especially to children. And what can we do about it?
Those proposed intervention measures are what's really ignited the gas stove discourse. Rebecca Lieber is a reporter with Vox Media who has extensively written about and investigated the natural gas industry.
In December, the Consumer Product Safety Commission talked about what it can start to do around gas stoves. So basically, the agency, which is independent from the Biden administration, said it was going to start having public hearings, looking at the science here and looking at its options.
Lieber says an offhand comment from the head of the Consumer Product Safety Commission is what led some people, like reactionary politicians and talking heads on TV, to claim the government plans to forcibly remove gas stoves from homes.
The agency quickly walked this back, saying that there is no ban under consideration.
And if, hypothetically, there were to be some sort of wide sweeping ban on gas stoves, it's likely something that would apply only to the new manufacturing of appliances or new buildings. Gas-powered appliances are ubiquitous in some areas, like in Illinois, thanks to the availability of natural gas and, until recently, its lower cost. Bob Brady is the president of local home building company Keystone Homes. He says in his experience in the McLean County area, people building new homes haven't wanted electric appliances. Instead, they tend to opt for gas more often than not.
I'll just tell you this. We would love to build green, and 99% of the people want to build green, but 99.9% don't want to pay for it.
Brady says for many new home builders, costs prompt them to go with gas instead of going green, although prices trending upward may curb that.
Typically, gas is a lot less and more efficient, you know, but this past year it's gone obviously through the roof.
Brian Urbicheski of the National Respiratory Health Association says, yes, climate change is driving a significant chunk of the discourse surrounding gas stoves and going green, but as the president of an organization dedicated to health, he'd like to circle back to what really got things started, childhood asthma rates. The current number in Illinois is about 260,000.
If this study is anywhere near accurate and it says that over 20% of asthma could be due to exposure to gas stoves, that's a significant number of children. If we're looking at things like gas stoves that are in almost every home in Illinois, you know, trying to address that is something that can help bring those numbers down.
I'm Lindsay Jones.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be sunny and warmer today with a high of 40 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Jim Meadows, Luis Velasquez, Sydney Wood, and Lindsay Jones. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.